Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
You know what? Just making noises. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Buzz 24/7. It's a little while after the show just wrapped up when we record this. And as soon as that friggin' mic button went off, Scotty was gone.
Yeah,
and Mike, he's got a lot going on.
He doesn't have to be there till. He goes, is he gone? And I go, I don't think he has to be there till noon, but he's.
Let me tell you about Scott McMullen.
It's a 2-hour drive to Rochester.
It's not going to surprise anybody. Scotty, on a day, let's say he comes to work, and let's say we wrap up at, let's say, 11:30, right? And he has an appointment at 3.
He's itching.
He will be trying to get out of here at 11 because he's got appointment at 3. And he's like, well, I got an appointment. I'm like, it's not for 4 fucking hours. Why don't you relax?
That's just...
He can't. He just can't. Doesn't have the ability.
Yep.
Yeah. And as soon as that mic went off... I looked up. Usually, see, behind the scenes, here's what you don't know. Kayla and I have this fun little game.
It's a war.
And she's a bitch because she's really good.
Because I'm
and
way she's, better
oh,
than
way
you.
Better. Well, you there's no way I can win. It's almost
I'm
impossible.
Johnny Brown, good morning.
Sorry, it was me.
Okay.
I'm trying to load his.
Okay.
It was also me.
So I see Kayla on a computer, right? On a Zoom because she's across the hall where she controls and does a lot of other things. So anyway... When we're ending the show, I hate being the last one to get off a Zoom call because I feel like a loser, right? If you're that person.
Oh, yeah. Well, really, just staring at yourself.
Well,
Sweet.
And so I got stuff to do, and obviously I'm moving buttons, hopefully if I do it right. And then I look up, and Kayla's already gone.
And a lot of times he doesn't see, but I'm giving him the bird.
I know. I do see that, though, sometimes. Yeah, because I'm going to get you, and then she sees me reach for the mouse. And she's gone. She disappears. I know. Stupid, silly little game.
What?
But that's what we play.
It's a thing.
And that's who we are. Scotty ejected before I could even look up. He was gone before Kayla.
He was actually already in run.
Right. There was no, hey, good luck on the signing and all that stuff. None of that.
Gone.
Checked out. Because he's pretty wound up tight. Guarantee you has not pooped solid for about a month.
Oh.
At least.
I would have said longer.
Yeah, probably. Probably. And then, at the end of the show, if you were listening... Got Laura all wound up on scams. And it was like putting a loaded round in the chamber and just spinning the revolver.
She's still got that face on right
now.
Yeah,
she's angry.
She's got the face.
Yeah.
There's the face you don't ever want directed at you.
So I broke a lens yesterday, or thought I did, and I'm like, shit, I'm going to have to get the insurance, right, on a lens on a camera that I have because, you know, the stuff ain't cheap and it's a business investment, blah, blah, blah. So I get the insurance thing. But luckily, I didn't need it because I had a little thing on the end of it that prevented it from breaking.
Nice.
And that's what broke instead. But anyway, we started talking about, you know, when you buy those insurance policies. Laura buys insurance policies when she buys concert tickets. And I'm like, that is an utter waste of money. Until...
I've used it.
Until she used it and got
I've
her
used
money
it.
Back.
I've used it for that. We had insurance policy for Disney years back. And Jeff's uncle had passed away right as we were flying out. Jeff, was able to stay at home. We got his money back for his airfare ticket, the hotel, everything. That was good. We got stuck in Jamaica or Punta Cana. We got stuck there.
I think it was Punta Cana.
And we had to stay an extra night in Punta Cana. They paid for that. They paid for... We flew into Atlanta. And while we got flown into Atlanta, there was a snowstorm in Boston. We had to spend a night in Atlanta. They only paid for, we didn't have any luggage for me to go to Walmart and buy us toothbrushes, toothpaste, clothes, and all that stuff.
How much was this insurance? This seems crazy coverage. I mean, it's pretty good coverage.
But that's just on any trip.
I mean, 20 years ago when I went to Ireland, when Chloe was born a little early. I had to come back 3 days early, and I had trip insurance. My dad and I both did.
Yeah.
At the time, it might have been $60 or something, each of us, but it covered 3 days of lodging and a flight.
But a flight thing is one thing. I get that. you know, but little stuff like concerts and stuff like that, I just would never think to do it.
I bought, it was a couple years ago, it was during baseball. I signed Dylan up for baseball, wasn't sure if he was going to play, didn't know. I had bought the $8 it costs for insurance on the baseball, and I think half COVID happened, and I got my money back.
You got your money back for the uniforms?
For everything.
So what's everything?
It costs...
Equipment and stuff?
It's $120, not the equipment, because you purchase your own equipment, obviously, to play baseball, but it was $120 to sign up for the summer. I paid the $8 insurance, got my $120 back.
See, this Christ. Like, I want to...
that I probably wouldn't have
committed. I wouldn't do it either, but she wins.
But
she
you
wins.
Do.
Right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you get the money.
She wins.
Yeah.
Only something that's probably over a couple hundred bucks.
Oh, you know, the concert tickets thing I get now for, like, again, the Bieber show, that kind of expensive show, I get the trip thing, but that sort of $120, I'm...
Parker's tuition? Tuition?
I'm good.
I have insurance on because if I lose my job or anything happens and I can't pay for tuition, I don't want to be on the line.
No, that's smart. That's smart. Like, my dad thinks everything's a freaking scam. Like everything. Like cell phone scam. Anytime you use your credit card online, absolute scam. You know, use a credit, gives your credit card and pay the 22% scam. My dad's Mr. Scam. Everything's a goddamn scam. You know, and there's some of it you can't avoid nowadays. Like you were talking about, and I'll let you go on your riff about the stuff you think are scams. But she was talking about how there's a $2 fee on my in my online banking thing. And I'm like, who gives a shit? It's $2.
And, so it might be $2 again next month and the month after that.
Yeah, but the same thing. I have
$2 a year.
My checking account, you know, I'm paying all the fees to have for you to hold on to my money. And it's not like, oh, but you made 28 cents in interest. Oh, whoop-de-doo, I'm paying $5 a month for my checking
account. But you're paying for the convenience of not having to go to the bank and the benefit of being able to do it from your house. To me, that's worth it.
They have the convenience of holding my money and looking like a really big company that has all this money because they look better having my money. So why should I be paying for them to look better with all this money?
Well, you can not like it, but you're not going to get by it. There's no way to get by it.
People could see her face.
Yeah. I know. They will eventually. Well, eventually. So, that's coming.
Okay, Laura, I agree with you on everything you mentioned, especially the health insurance and not covering your eyes or your teeth. It's in my body. And the amount of money they charge for that stuff isn't qualified as medical. My other gripes, grocery store healthy food that says keto or health conscious. But you turn it over and it has 8 spoonfuls of sugar. If you can't lie about sunblock anymore, why should you be able to lie about food? Correct? I think it's ridiculous that fresh vegetables, fruits are way more expensive than your box crap of cereals, noodles, hamburger helper. And no wonder why everyone is fat and why,
well,
on
yeah,
the other end,
hamburger helpers. You got to use your own brain on that. That's
preservatives. The cheapest thing in the store is always the stuff that's not good for you. The produce and the meat and that's they always say when you go to a grocery store, the food that's going to be better for you is going to be on the outside of the store. You know, the produce and the milk and the bread and all that. And all the stuff on the inside isn't good for you. It's not. It's all, you know, that's a common thing. But the problem is that, you know, the systems that have been used, whether it's an EBT card or food stamps, allows people to buy whatever they want. And so they buy what they can get the most of, which isn't the healthy stuff. What they should do is say the WIC program that goes, hey, have some milk, and you can still get a little bit of the other stuff, but you mainly got to get stuff that's healthy for you. That would be a good idea.
I know this is a political subject, but it's like, I'm being punished the rest of my life for making a bad choice to go to a 4-year college. I hate how I made the choice, I got to live with it. It's shoved down our throats for 20 years before we go to college that you have to go to college to make a good living.
Bullshit.
And now, it's changing.
No. And I agree. I agree with the fact that it was recommended that you should do it, but you didn't have to. Like, look, I have a lot of my friends that didn't go, and they did great. You know, it was a choice.
But you get
right, though.
You get it shoved down your throat, and I did too. And
then was never a question. It was the assumption. They didn't ask, are you going to college? They asked, where are you going to college?
Well, I don't know as though I necessarily agree with that.
I was growing up, and may have done that for you. Yes.
But for me, not everybody went to college. You're talking 1980, the late 70s into the 80s, and, you know, it wasn't that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it was
forceful.
Huge, 90s, 2000, you're going to college. And then when I had to leave college, so I'm like, I can't afford it. They're like, what do you mean you didn't finish college?
Alex P. Keaton did that.
I don't have the money.
This is the same guy that's still ranting? You got more from this guy?
I get a lot of ranters.
All right.
Laura, whatever you do, do not back down on talking about scams on the radio. It's important to talk about these things, and you've got the platform to spread the word.
The
whole health field is rife with scams, with like the eye and dental thing that you brought up. How about the price of insulin?
That's stupid.
That's wicked.
Yep, or being charged to hold a baby after birth. It's absolutely criminal, and out-of-touch grandpas like Greg think it's just life and to calm down, deal with it. But that's BS. Keep spreading the word. Yes, there are scams.
Out-of-touch grandma, don't you kiss my ass. Let me just tell you that. I paid $30 for a friggin' aspirin for my wife who had a headache after she had Caitlin. $30 for one aspirin pill. I'm not disagreeing that this stuff is absolutely out of control. But there's also things that I get riled about is the couple of bucks here that you go, okay, like the bank thing. But I'm not saying that the healthcare, are you kidding me? $11,000 for a friggin' MRI? For what? What is that? I don't get it. So I'm not.
And the cost of like the medication, like you said, insulin, compared to there's some medications that, you can get a cheap. Other ones that you need to live, you can't get cheap, and you're spending tons of money.
Last time I rented the car, $20 a day for insurance. I'm like, I don't want to ruin that car. Then I'll be in big trouble. But most auto insurance policies that you have already cover that. They don't say that.
My parents
probably have it, but do you want it? No, they don't say that.
I never take that. Yeah. Never take it. My parents are elderly, right? So they have a fixed income. And it's tight. It's tight. They can't be. And all of a sudden, they got a medicine that's $800 a month that's not covered. So their insurance pays for a certain amount, and then it stops. And then they call it the donut hole. That's the hole you're in where all of a sudden, for 6 months, you got to come up with an extra $800 a month, and you're 88 years old. Don't say I don't recognize that this shit is true. I get it. I deal with it all the time. There's certain things I can't get upset about because it'll drive me absolutely crazy. So that's my self-defense.
The everyday scam, if you get a lunch, you get a sandwich out there somewhere, and you buy the soda in the store, you're getting screwed. It's like $2, $2.50 for a soda. Buy your own diet soda. I get the diet ginger. The white sodas are better for you.
Yes.
I have a diet ginger every other day.
Don't eat the
diet. Keep it in my car. Mm-hmm. Save $2.50 every time I go out.
You're amazing. You're amazing.
So think about that.
Yeah, same thing with if you go and try to buy a bottle of water, you're going to spend $2 when you can just buy a whole thing for
if you're at a ballpark
$2.99.
If I'm going to buy a burger, and the ketchup is extra, I got to pay extra for ketchup.
Yeah, where's that?
It happens sometimes. You want extra? It's ketchup. It's extra. It's just a little extra for ketchup. If I'm buying a burger and I want onions on it, extra for a burger thing shouldn't
not
be anything.
Bacon, obviously, you got to pay for them. But cheese, you got to pay for, but not for that.
So. Why are onion rings different than French fries? I've always wondered that. Why do you have their upcharges for like sweet potato fries or onion rings?
I think the onions are more expensive than potatoes.
Okay. Yeah,
you know,
if you go to get pancakes, and you like, would you have real maple syrup? Oh, that's extra. All right, I get it.
Yeah, it costs.
I get it. I get it. I'd rather have the real stuff than the Aunt Jemima stuff. The corn syrup stuff. So yeah, I get it. Grandpa gets it, kids. What else, Laura?
Let's see.
There's got to be more.
Oh, yeah. Well,
let Laura ranters.
Brenda wants to tell us about extended warranty info. In Maine, they have the lemon law that covers computers, appliances, and all electronics. So she had a computer a few years ago that she lost the hard drive, 8 months in. And the guys at the shop that she bought were going to charge her the full price. Come to find out, Maine has that thing. She went to the Maine Attorney General's office, said, hey, it's only been 8 months. She did have to pay $50 to ship the hard drive away, but they fixed it free. It's called Consumer Goods and Maine Implied Warranty Laws. So look into see if your state has it. I'm going to have to check New
Hampshire. Yeah, you got to be careful. Obviously, I just bought a new car, right? I bought a new car, a truck. So when you go to buy a new vehicle or any vehicle, right, they throw all these different warranties at you, different levels of warranties. You want roadside assistance? I already have that through AAA. I don't need it. I don't need any type of roadside assistance. I'm all set. But then they give you all these different things. And you will only purchase the one that you've had to use before that saved you a lot of money. With electronics in cars now, the only insurance I will get was something that insures the electronic, because one of those little things can be very expensive. And I had to have that happen. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that one. The rest I don't want.
Every time I go to Town Fair Tire and get new tires, I buy the insurance. Because you hit a pothole or you hit a screw, anything. And now, especially where cars are all-wheel drive,
mm-hmm.
when you go in with one bad tire, they have to do all four. So if you have the insurance, guess what? You're not paying $1,000.
I have some experience in that.
Rob says, Laura, you are definitely right. Used college books is such a scam.
Oh, yeah.
I have a meteorology degree. I work at Walmart. Hey, there's a scam in itself. Don't let your kids be meteorologists. I work at Walmart. Anyways, back in the day, 90s, for that degree, I took 3 semesters of calculus. Guess what doesn't change? Calculus. In 100 years, it hasn't changed, yet the prices go up. It's BS, Laura.
85% of college students do not work in the field that they went to school for. 85%.
And that's why college is...
I don't disagree with you.
It's a scam. It's
I don't disagree with you. You know, I mean, I went to school for communications, and I knew what I wanted to do, and I don't know how, whatever reason, I ended up doing it. But what happened to me was right place, right time, shit luck.
Same.
You know what I mean? A million things could have happened, and I could be doing something different. My son just got his master's degree, and he's doing something completely different than what he went to get his master's on. Because at the time, there were no opportunities. So he had to do what he had to do to get by. And he's done it. And he's flourishing in it. So, you know, I agree. Mike Rowe, man. Mike Rowe's all about, you know, we should be leaning on the trades. You know, because God knows you can't find a contractor or a plumber when you need one. They're always, you know, weeks out. We need more of them. We need more of them. And you'll always have a job. It's crazy. You know? What else is a scam? Cell phone bills are a scam. I can't read them. It's too freaking complicated. I can't. It's ridiculous.
Well, anything. Bundles are a scam. How many
Why
people
do I have to get a phone?
When nobody even uses their phone line.
I don't use a phone, but somehow that's cheaper.
I have a home phone line, and if I get rid of it, it's cheaper.
I think they have some kind of scam going that they...
Scam. Ooh,
well, because nobody even has a phone hooked up.
Right.
But there's something going on of why they have to say X amount of people have a phone with us.
God.
But do they really have a phone in their house? No. I like Flo, but this bundle business... It's really got
I'm almost.
It depends on the bundle.
I have a bundle through Flo. I got Progressive, and guess what?
Not explode?
I feel like she's conning me somehow. Yeah. Don't know how, but I have a bundle between the scooter, the camper, the cars, and the house.
Look, anybody wearing bright red lipstick is trying to con you. Okay, that's pretty much. If you're wearing bright red lipstick, there's a sell job
they're
going
trying to
on
bring
there.
You
there's
in the
a
sun.
Sell job. They're trying to, you know, hey, look over here, but not over here. Hey, I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know how your head doesn't explode. Because, see, you look into all this stuff. I guess I'd rather be blissfully unaware
sometimes.
That's
why I just sit on the couch.
Yeah. I guess I'd rather be blissfully unaware.
Stress.
You know.
I couldn't do it.
I've thought about it, and, you know, certainly I know that there's stuff going on, but sometimes I just accept what I can. When the price of gas goes up, all right, I try to drive less when stuff, but I don't think about it when I go to the pump because I don't have a choice.
Right. I got
to
get gas in the car.
I got to get gas. Does it suck? Absolutely. Am I happy about it? Absolutely not. But what am I going to do? Bitch about it? I need it.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Sometimes it's fun.
Huh? You what?
I think the same way about the eggs. I just can't bitch about it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
been cheap for so long. All right, I got to suck it up.
The bitching will drive you crazy, you know? So that's why I don't go on and on about it, you know? But I'm a granddad.
It's kind of nice sometimes to get it off my chest.
Letting that one go.
I'm a granddad.
That one hurt.
He called me a grumpy old granddad. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Out of touch, grumpy old granddad.
Okay, Todd, or whatever your name is.
Yeah, and out of touch, grandpa's like Greg.
Yeah,
it's just life. Calm down or deal with it. BS.
I'm out of touch, and yet somehow some would chalk it up to experience. But it depends on your perspective, I guess. You'll see one day.
He thinks it's absolutely criminal.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to disagree with
buddy.
Him. I'm not going to disagree with him. But there's only so many things in my life
good.
I can change. I'm glad you feel better.
I do.
I'm glad you feel better.
I'm more worked up.
If you want to get me worked up, send me what you also think is a scam.
Oh,
I'll look into it.
That's if you want to get her worked up.
I like it.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of the day now that we torqued you all up. You know what I mean? Comments.
About all the wasted money.
Questions and stuff like that. You can feel free to email any of us. Laura, Greg, Roadkill, Kayla at morningbuzz.com. Screw Scotty. He's got stuff going on. He doesn't have time to read
it. So much stuff going on.
We will see you all tomorrow. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.